The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanna.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're back, bitches. And I'm sorry, I mean, and this is Hyphenated, the podcast about living in the hyphen. We resuscitated from the dead. We're back. We're like Jesus.
Okay.
We're like
all
Jesus.
Right. Let's calm down. Let's tone our egos down a little bit. Lol bat. Just a lol bat.
Jenny, we made it. I was hesitant for a bit there for a couple months. I'm like, I mean, are we coming back? Like, is this ever gonna happen? But here we are, me and you together. Well, not in person, even though we live in the same city now. But it feels good to be back.
I feel the exact same way. You have no idea how relieved and euphoric I feel in this moment.
Oh my God.
To be able to record. Because es que como me dio pena. Not like, I don't know, because so many people were asking when the podcast was coming back. And remember that time we were at a restaurant?
Oh my God.
We were at an outdoor restaurant in Burbank and we were eating and this sweet guy walked up to us and he was like, I'm such a big fan of Hyphenated. When are you guys coming back?
And he looked at us with these like puppy dog eyes. Like it looked like an anime of the saddest boy you've ever seen. And this is how I remember it. Memory is tricky. But it made me feel like, claro, porque a podcast is kind of, it feels different than anything else we do. In social media, you get the likes and the comments and you see the engagement. And in podcasting, it feels more, it's weird because it's more intimate.
Like it does feel
right
more
now,
intimate.
The person that is listening, you guys might be like driving or, you know, washing the dishes or, you know, I don't know, doing important stuff like writing a bill in Congress. You know, this is just dreams that we have very important people listening. But like for us, we don't know who's out there and how it's affecting them. And it's in the last few months, a lot of people have sort of come up to us and said how much this podcast meant to them. And I guess in like abstractly, I was like, yeah, people listen to this, but it did affect me to see people actually express it in person.
Yeah, 100%. There was someone else too that I bumped into recently in person and they asked about Hyphenated and it definitely affected me in a good way. But also again, I felt helpless because I knew we were going to come back on air, but at the same time, I didn't know when. And I guess this is the point in which we should explain to our listeners what the hell happened and what took us so long to return.
Let's get to what happened. So what happened was...
what happened was...
was that basically we were dropped by our podcasting company. They were like, hey, you're not getting enough listeners. Your listeners are incredibly loyal. They come every week and it's a good amount of listeners. But for us to make a profit as a company, this is just like not making any sense for us. So they were like, what do you want to do?
Yeah, I was like, well, that sucks. But it meant a lot to know that we had such a loyal, I'm so used to saying viewership, listenership.
Listenership.
I don't know. Sure. The thesaurus. But yeah, I was like, wow, that's really freaking amazing. but it was a bummer at the same time, because, you know, it was nice to have a company helping us in this way. And so now it's kind of like, well, you're on your own, kiddos.
Yeah. So now we're self-producing hyphenated. Kevin, Jenny, and I are just, you know, doing it all, doing all of it, and self-funding. And so, that's been, I think, also part of the reason it's taken us a while to sort of come back, because it's required a lot of work on our part, to get things going. But it's interesting because the company was like, yeah, we were hoping for like 100,000 listens an episode. And I was like, oh, that was what you guys, we were expecting.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of disappointing because we haven't been around that long. You know what I mean? I feel like we had the potential to get there, but, you know, it be how it be.
And there were so many lawyers involved.
That was really what took the freaking longest, is the lawyers.
You know what's insane? It was like, oh, we're no longer going to be making money off of this. This should be simple. Like, we're just going to be, like, making stuff for our audience that we love and adore. And the lawyer's like, well, technically, according to Article A, B. And I'm like, whoa, what? What the hell? I have a theory, and I think that it's like, I think a lot of society is human beings creating obstacles to create the need for more jobs. Like, there's absolutely, why did we need like four lawyers for this? Like, it's like, well, four people needed to be paid, I guess. Like, what was the need? Anyway,
To clarify, right? Because I'm sure some, you know, you guys are listening, are thinking, well, if you guys are independent now, why involve all these lawyers? Well, it's because, now it's going to get more complicated. My brain hurts even saying this. But Pitaya is still, like, we're still on the Pitaya network. They're just not producing.
Yeah.
So because we're still tied to Pitaya, we had to have all these lawyers involved. And que se yo, I don't know, bro.
Bro, I don't know. I don't know half of the things that happened to me. I literally struggle to understand. I have a manager, an agent, and a lawyer, and they take 25% of my money. And it's an insane amount of money. Again, goes to my theory that human beings have created obstacles in order to create more jobs. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't understand half of the paperwork.
Don't even get me started. I mean, I think that's why we have lawyers, right? Because I cannot. The language that they use, that shit's worse than Shakespeare. And this is coming from someone who's done a handful of Shakespeare plays, all right? I can understand Shakespeare more than any single one of my legal documents.
It's insane. Think but this and all is mended. That you have but stumbled here onto this clause, you have not appeared. Therefore, I don't know, iambic pentameter, that's as far as I go. Yeah, that's like what reading legal documents is. And all of these people read it for me and have opinions, and then they like go back and forth. And anyway, that's what we've been going through, everyone. It's so boring. It doesn't matter. And
I might as well.
I will say this, though. I am like very grateful to Pitaya that in the middle of the pandemic, I was going crazy. You were going crazy. We didn't even know each other that well, Jenny. I had literally seen you in person maybe like once. We had talked on the phone like a couple times. And then Pitaya was like, yo, do you want to do a podcast? And I was like, yeah, actually, I have the perfect co-host. I don't know her. And then I called you and you were like, yeah, bro, I'm game. It's a pandemic. I don't know what else to do. And you
that's
know,
incorrect. I said bro at least five more times, but
no, like bro, like literally bro,
like bro, like for sure bro, like let's
oh my god,
do it,
wait
bro.
Can we imitate you imitate me and I'll imitate you on that call when I asked you to be my it was asking okay. you to be my co-host. Okay so you be Joanna, I'll be Janie.
Ring
hello,
hola chama,
hey bro, how are you?
Chama, ¿cómo está? Oye, te tengo una preguntita.
¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó, Joanna? Ya, un segundo acá, que Delilah está haciendo una cosa rara. Ya va, ya va, ya va.
Pobrecita.
Ajá.
Hola, chama, tengo una pregunta.
What's up, bro?
So, Pitaya approached me, you know, and like, they were like, hey, we need a host for you. And I was like, hey, why don't we do it with Jenny? Chama.
Oh my God, that's like amazing. Dude, let's do it. That was it. My Jenny is so bad.
I feel like I can't imitate you in English. I can.
you know who can imitate me in English pretty well? It's our producer, Kevin. He did it a couple times. Because he was like, bro, I've been editing your freaking voice for so long. I started talking like you. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he was like, you know, like literally like going like this. And I'm like, oh, so I'm Willy Wonka? Great.
How is that Willy Wonka? What version of Willy Wonka? Is that the Charlemagne champagne guy?
The Timothy Chalamet, like, yeah, I'm gonna hate that. I'm gonna hate that Willy Wonka, but I think the Timothy.
We should give a shout out to Jordy.
Oh, Jordy. Jordy is the first guy who reached out to me and was like, what's up? Like, you know, I actually met him at Univision when I was at Flama. It, like, wow. 10 years ago, he was working at Univision and we connected there. And then he started working at Pitaya and he sort of reached out, and he's always believed in Hyphenated. He's like a big listener. His mom's a listener. So thanks, Jordy, for supporting us. And you're my Mexican brother, you know? Every time I go to Ciudad de Mexico, I'm like, let's get a concha.
Let's get some badge.
I've literally never said, no, Jenny!
I had to, bro. I had to.
Yeah, you really, honestly, you did. And I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. So we're back. The point is we're back. The funny story, right before recording, I literally broke down into tears.
You know, I was hoping we would talk about this because I was like, this is fucking hilarious.
It's so funny.
I've never seen Joanna cry like this, and it was such a relatable moment because, you know, funny girls do cry. And
it was relatable. You were so nice because I was being insane. I was being psychotic because, you know, like, it's been a while since we've done this. I've been looking forward to this for so long. Like, we tried to record on Wednesday, but I had COVID again. We'll talk about this later.
Here we go, guys. Deja vu, huh?
Again, COVID again for the fourth time. I really have to stop hosting people in my house. That's literally where I've gotten it the last three times. But anyway, and I was feeling sick, so I couldn't do it. So today I woke up, #relatable, with the worst period cramps of my entire life. And I was like, I cannot cancel today. Like, the listeners are waiting for me. Jenny and Kevin are waiting for me. Jordy at Pitaya has been sending us emails every week since, like, we stopped the podcast in 2022 or whatever. And I was like, I can't let anyone down. And I, you know, I was like, just, you know, buck up, girl. Like, grow a uterus. Like, you can do this. Women can do anything. You can do anything. Like, everything's fine. And, like, soundproof the room. I, like, go throw up really quick. Then I, like, put the minimal amount of makeup I can. Then I go throw up a little bit again. And then I'm like, okay. Then a horrible cramp. And then I'm like, all right, everything is set up. Everything is good. Don't worry, Joanna, you're here. I see Jenny's beautiful face. I see Kevin's beautiful face on Zoom. And then the fucking mic doesn't work. And I lose it. I lost it. I lost my fucking shit. I lost it. I became like a little witch, like a little freaking tornado of a witch. I don't even know what it looked like because I blacked out. Jenny,
you know what? I should have recorded it. I should have recorded
it. Oh my God, it would have been so funny.
You're like, you guys, I can't, like, I just don't know what to do. Like, my mic isn't working. My mic isn't working. And like, I threw up, and, like, my pee hurts. And,
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Anyway, oh it, was my God. It was so relatable because obviously I'm also, what's funny is that I'm also on my period, and I've had at least two or three other girlfriends this week tell me that they're on their periods. And I'm like, this is insane. This is the uterine Wi-Fi network.
Yes.
We're all synced, which is fucking hilarious. So we're all having like various mental breakdowns at different parts. At the same time, I'm thinking about poor Kevin. So Kevin. Kevin.
He's on every conversation.
Kevin has no, but Kevin. So. And pobre. Kevin has been around for my PMS outbursts. It's one of the main reasons why I was like, I need to get on Prozac.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Your period was one of the reasons you got on Prozac?
Well, yeah, because I have PMDD, which is a more severe form of PMS. It stands for premenstrual dysphoric disorder.
And oh my God. By the way, it sounds cool. It sounds like a rapper. Like, yo, PMDD up on the stage. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was going to be something cool. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted.
Ooh,
continue.
It was it's far from cool. it was like ruining my life because I would start to evolve into a different creature pretty much 2 weeks before my period. 2 weeks. So I was only normal for like half the month. And then... immediately my emotions, my moods, I would have outbursts, I would get really angry, and I didn't feel like myself. I was like, what the hell is this shit?
Oh my God. Of course
I get diagnosed with ADHD and PMDD at the same time, and surprise, they go hand in hand. A lot of women with ADHD tend to suffer from PMDD because why the fuck not? And so
Prozac, bro, we have a Scrabble board of disorders. We have so many letters. We can make any word we want from our disorders.
OCD, ADHD, PMDD.
Yeah.
But there's a D. There's always a D.
We're literally a stereotype of what men think women talk about on podcasts. But like, I'm going to continue talking about my period for a couple more minutes before we move on. Which is like, bro, I've had like crazy shit happen to me, right? Like, I've broken both of my elbows. I've broken my wrists. My cheek was ripped off. Like, I've gone through insane, painful things. Dude, my period hurts more than all of that shit combined. I swear to God, I would much rather go through the pain of breaking both my elbows than going through a period. And I have to do it every 28 days. I'm like, this is psychotic. What are the evolutionary benefits of having women literally just be incapacitated every 28 days with the moon? Like, what is happening? It's fucking insane. Imagine if we were men. Imagine how much shit we'd get done. We already get so much shit done. Imagine how much more shit we'd get done.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is we are forced to get shit done no matter what. I remember like nearly passing out in like half my jobs when I was younger, where I had to work on my feet. Because your period really wasn't an excuse.
No.
But I'm like, you know, but sometimes I'm like, how would men handle this? How would they?
I don't think they get it. I just don't. And I don't blame them. Like, if I didn't have to go through this, I'd be like, I really don't want to think about this. Like, why would I, you know?
Yeah. I mean, not saying, because there's obviously times that I'm just like in bed, miserable, right? But most of the time, I think we just have to grin and bear it, and we have to still go to work, and we have to still do our thing. And because we're so good at masking our pain.
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably confusing to a lot of people who don't get periods that are like, oh, They're fine.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is, I blacked out because I had a cramp. I was going to say something so smart. Wait. Oh, no. I completely blacked out. Oh, no. I know. Now I know what I was going to say. What I was going to say was, I think that now at work, when I have my period, I literally tell everyone. I'll just go to the office and then people are like, oh, are you doing okay? And I'm like, no, I just had my period. I'm not feeling it. And I see people react like, as if I just said something taboo. Like, oh, ooh, you are of bleeding days. Ooh, you must be put in the tent of the bleeding women. Like, it feels like the most, you know? And
no, bro, I for sure feel that shit. I don't give a fuck. I do the same thing. I tell people I have my period. I don't give a rat's ass. If you're uncomfortable at this point in time with a thing that happens to women across the goddamn globe every month, suck a chode.
Suck a chode. Yes. My period is also my husband's period. Like, when I get my period, I tell him, I'm like, he cannot escape any detail. I'm like, wow, this month on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 9.7. Threw up twice this morning. Hey, can you get me, can you make me a coffee? I want to die. I feel like I'm being stabbed with a blunt object. Like, and he's like, okay, like, it almost like information overload, almost like I just want to like share, because for so many years I was so embarrassed about my period that right. Like I kept it to myself and I never said anything to anyone. And now I'm like, oh no, baby, this is gonna be an open book and open my vagina. You know,
let me tell you, the most open I've ever been about my period was some years back, and I was filming a brand video at a studio mm-hmm. for Marvel with my mom. They flew uh-huh. my mom in. It was like in collaboration with Me Too.
Uh-huh.
And I had my period, and I was wearing like this short like jean dress and whatever. I'm sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden, I get a gush.
Oh God.
Y'all know what I'm talking about, the gush.
Yeah, I know exactly.
And so no one's going to want to eat a gusher again. I just ruined gushers for everyone. Thank God it's not the 90s. And so I have a gush. I realize I stained myself.
Oh, God.
And in that moment, I'm like, what do you do, Jenny? Do you lie and pretend and go, oh, I need to go powder my nose? Or do you just fucking straight up say what happened? And that's what I did. I said, guys, I got to go to the bathroom. I just bled through my dress. I don't care if it was shocking or disgusting to them. I said it. I didn't give a fuck. Like, let me tell you, bro, I'm at a point in I've been this way, though, for a while. And I've gotten into a good number of arguments with certain male folk who are like, ew, I don't want to hear about your period. And I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. You know how often women have had to hear, especially from male comedians, about their cum rags and their crusty dick cheese? No, bro. Maybe dick cheese is too much to talk about here.
Oh my God, Jenny.
But I'm going to talk about
my dad.
My
dad is a listener of this podcast. I just want to... I'm kidding. Please continue.
Dick cheese.
No, Jenny. Ew. Ugh.
Pero,
qué asco. Perdón. Continúa. I think periods are much less disgusting than any of that.
Sorry, I got the most random text message right now from my husband saying...
Oh my God.
Okay, this is so weirdly, like, this is such a weird tangent. But he's like, the old hippie lady came by with the mayor of Burbank.
What? What? I don't even understand that text. What do you mean? Is there... Burbank has a mayor, first of all? Is it Mickey? Like, who is the mayor of Burbank? What?
I forgot that when I was organizing my garage some weeks ago, one of my friends here in the neighborhood, she's this older woman. She's an activist named Dusty. And
of course her name is Dusty. Of course an LA activist name is like something you would describe furniture as. Okay, continue.
And she told me that she was having like this gathering in her house with the mayor of Burbank. And I guess it was today. And she knocked on my door with the mayor.
With the mayor? Sorry. So the mayor, while we were recording this episode, the mayor of Burbank knocked on your door?
Yeah.
This is not real. I'm sorry. This literally, you were talking about the most disgusting things in the world. And the mayor might have heard you talk about dick cheese. Like, literally. Literally. He probably did. You were so loud, Jenny. Wow. Episode one of Hyphenated Season 2. So much drama. So much, you know, just a lot of guest stars popping up. We have a cameo of a famous politician. I'm going to Google who the fuck the mayor of Burbank is. Mayor?
I don't know if he's the actual mayor of Burbank or if he's a candidate.
Constantine Anthony. Is it Constantine Anthony? Of course he's an actor. Wow. And his name is Constantine with a K. So that's how you know he's an actor. Oh my God. Wait, can I read you the first article that comes up when I Google Constantine Anthony, who I am assuming is the man that knocked on your door while you said what you said. I am not repeating those words. I refuse. Burbank mayor addresses backlash over drag queen spanking video. I love him already. Apparently he was at a show and he like playfully spanked a drag queen for fun. And like, you know, I think it was consensual, but that's the type of politician I wouldn't mind my mayor going to drag shows and playfully spanking a drag queen consensually. Like, you know, that's
better
fun.
Than DeSantis.
Better than DeSantis. You know what I think this first episode has done, Jenny? It's literally filtered out the people that we would not want to listen to our conversations. Like, we've covered so much in the last, I don't know how long.
We're getting rid of incels, that's for sure.
I do hope the men that listen to us don't feel like we will be talking about our periods every single time. But I do believe we are filtering the people that we would be afraid to talk like candidly in front of. So, you know, that's one thing that's coming out of this episode.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I was just talking to Kevin a few days ago and there was a guy who commented on one of my videos, and he said something like, "Finally, a girl comedian who doesn't have to talk about her vagina or bring men down to be funny." And I rolled my eyes so far back when I read that. But Kevin's point was that in comedy, right, men have always dominated and men get to say whatever they want. They can be as disgusting, perverse, crude. And women have had to learn from men to be just as gross and just as like open and TMI to be at the level of men when it comes to the comedy world. And so, yes, that is why you have so many women who are open about talking about their bodily fluids and bowel movements and childbirth and vaginal fluids, whatever. But it's funny then to see men complain about that as if we didn't learn from men.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Yeah, well, and it brings up the whole WAP discussion,
Oh, yeah, I know.
Megan Thee Stallion song that was a bop in, I believe, 2020 or 2021, that basically a song that, you know, talked about women's excitable biology. right. with Wet Ass Pussy. And, you know, people were freaking out over it. And then I remember at first being like, oh my God, this is really vulgar. I'm kind of shocked by these lyrics. And then I'm like, wait, I remember in middle school singing the most atrocious songs about penises all the time. Like, my entire childhood was like, till the sweat dropped down my balls. All these bitches, bro. All these women fight over my penis that has sweat dripping off it. Like, this is disgusting. Like,
absolutely not.
All of it is disgusting.
Remember the song that would play in clubs over and over again? That was like, wait till you see my dick. Wait till you see my dick. I'ma beat that pussy. I'm like, bro, please, no. Keep that in your pants. Por favor, mijo.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I love when you become abuela in real life. Like, you are abuela. Like, there's a part of you that is an abuela for real.
Yo no quiero ver tu pipí, por favor.
Guárdalo.
Like, guárdalo, you know, por favor. So many songs about dicks. And I'm like, okay, so I'll talk about my vagina. And then everyone's like, no. We can't have that. I'm like, y'all are pathetic. Anyway, y'all are fucking whack.
Well, I obviously women were not part of the limelight and the spotlight, and a lot of their stories were filtered through men for so long. But then at the same time, women's bodies, as we know, doesn't belong to them. You know, men, right. Society, I'm not going to say men because not every man believes this. That's crazy. But right. Society thinks that, like, you know, we came out of a woman's body, you know, everyone came out of a woman's body. So therefore, there's something like not okay to talk about. It's right. It's almost like the grossness is not allowed because it's supposed to be seen as like pure, like this woman is pure. She's bringing life into this world. But then we don't, like, bringing life into this world involves sex. It involves like gross shit. Like, it is inherently disgusting, but no one wants to talk about it.
No.
But, you know, I think oh my God, this feels so good. Can I just say, parenthesis, I miss this so much. I've been doing therapy twice a week. And I was like, I don't know why I've been doing therapy. Like, I need therapy twice a week. This is crazy. And I think it's because I haven't had this podcast. I've just, like, I literally have been talking to my therapist, like, and thinking she's my co-host. She's like, can we talk about your life and not about, like, a funny story? And I'm like, yeah, for sure. But first, let me tell you something a little crazy that happened to me. and then, yeah. And she's like, okay, what do you think this has to do with your trauma? And I'm like, I don't know, queen. Pop off. Like,
because we need to laugh at our, yeah, at our bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, truly, it's absolutely necessary. And I do feel like, in contrast to when we began this podcast, because I think when we started this podcast, I was really nervous. I think you were too. I just was like, I don't know how to do this right. Like, how do I do a podcast right? And so we would, right, like, plan very meticulously, and I'd do a bunch of research. And that'll still happen in this season. We will do research. We'll come more prepared. We'll, like, have certain topics that we want to inform the other person on. But there's something really nice about just talking to you, and, like, it is almost like a catharsis. And I guess I was shocked people wanted to hear us be ourselves. Do you know what I mean? I have trouble believing people would want to hear me just being me and not being a scripted version, or a version that, you know, has thought of the perfect retort or has the perfect joke and setup. But, like, I do believe that, like, the podcasts I listen to, I've listened to many. I love feeling like the person is being fully
themselves. Yeah.
It feels like I'm there at the table with them.
Right.
And as I've gotten to know you a lot better, Jenny, because now I feel like we're close friends. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning, maybe we were just co-hosts and, like, sort of people that knew each other. Now I believe we're close friends, thankfully, because this could have gone one of two ways. We could have become friends or enemies. That's those. It's like being a podcast is like being a roommate. Like those are the, you know, it's the equivalent. It's like the conversational equivalent of being a roommate. It's like people stop, people like break up after a podcast, or they're like, bro, es panadería mía. I just said a boomer Venezuelan word, panadería mía. But I'm glad we've been able to avoid, you know, hating each other. I quite love you very much, Jenny.
Oh, Joanna.
I mean, I'm on my period. I'm incredibly emotional today. I've cried. No. I've yelled.
No, I feel the same way, Joanna. Like, I truly love you. You're amazing. I think you match my level of weird, which is hard to find. And so I feel the same way. Like, when people would ask us where the podcast was, I was like, damn, they really liked listening to me?
Yeah.
Because, again, people get a very different version of me online. I mean, when it comes to my characters, right? So people associate me with la abuela. They don't know how I really talk, how I think, how disgusting I can really be. And, you know, my content is very family friendly, and but I like being able to let loose and be myself fully. And I know it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea. And I think that's just an issue that I've had my whole life, being neurodivergent, and especially not knowing that I was neurodivergent. So there's always that fear of not being liked by everyone, and you want people to whatever. But that honestly just takes up way too much energy. Mm-hmm. And I feel really happy that people accept me, accept us for who we are. Because, yeah, it's still hard to believe for me sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone on 17 different tangents already. I don't even know what this episode is about. But I think we've covered a lot of topics, you know, and honestly. But I think moving forward in this season, I think we're going to be very candid. We're going to be very honest. We're also going to, you know, switch things up a little bit. We're going to be doing longer episodes. We're also going to be doing some shorter episodes interstitially. So instead of like a full 30 or 40 minute episode, you'll be maybe, I'm saying you, the listener, I'm in your ear. Hi. You will be listening to just a funny story that happened to me or Jenny or even Kevin. Or even Kevin, I say, as if that's crazy. Or Kevin, our producer. So we're going to play around a little bit with the formats because, you know, this is fully our show now, and we want to have fun with it, and we want to accompany you, listener. We want to accompany you, listener. We should also open up a new email. Do we still have the Pitaya email? I think I'd want to. Yeah, we do. Okay. Maybe I would really love to ask our listeners to send us literally anything and in some of these interstitial episodes, I'd love to just read some of these emails that people send to us for fun. I think the email is hyphenated@pitaya.fm. Am I correct? hyphenated@pitaya.fm. Email us, you know, episodes, ideas you want to, like, listen to, topics you're interested in, or, like, a funny story, crazy words in Spanish, anything. And, you know, we'll take a gander. We'll read. We read pretty much all of them. We don't feature all of them because we just don't have the time. Me and Jenny have 17 different topics of conversation going on in our brains at the same time. So, but we do read them. And yeah, I'm excited to be incorporating like new things into the season.
Yeah, same. I think what was also, aside from the lawyers taking 40 years, it was also us having this weird pressure of like, oh, we got to make the podcast a certain way. And it dawned on us that people like our podcast for a reason, and we don't have to get all fancy. We don't have to have this big fancy studio. We should just continue doing the podcast as we've been doing it. Just like people have different tastes when it comes to TV and film and music, same thing goes for podcasts. Some people like listening to podcasts that have a certain structure. But I think people who enjoy listening to our podcast just enjoy the randomness of it all and the many tangents and just being really open and vulnerable. And I hate this word, but it's overused, but I'll say it anyway. Raw. It sounds so pretentious.
I like my podcast. I like my sushi, baby. Oh, yeah. Raw.
Raw. So we're just going to keep doing that, you know?
I love it. I love it.
So because Joanna and I are now producing this independently.
With Kevin.
Yes.
I love that you forgot him. He's on the Zoom.
Well, no, I'll keep it in the edit.
Keep this in the edit.
Oh, my God. I wasn't thinking it like that, bro. Oh, meal.
I love it.
Because the three of us are out in the Wild West together, alone in the desert, making this podcast, it's going to, you know, it's going to be different in that not every podcast episode is going to be the same length. Some are going to be shorter than others. And there may even be a week that we don't release an episode.
That doesn't mean we are dead. That does not mean we are dead.
Yeah.
It just means we got busy, baby.
So that's really it. It's we wanted to give you guys the expectations going forward now that we're riding solo. Yeah.
Wow, that was beautiful. Riding solo.
Solo.
On a tricycle for three people.
Yeah.
Riding on a, is that, no, a tricycle is a bicycle with three wheels. What am I talking about? What am I fucking saying?
What are you thinking,
Joanna,
what
the fuck?
So it's a unicycle and you're holding me and Kevin on your shoulders.
I feel like I would do that. We are a tricycle. We are the tricycle. That's better because I would try and hold you and Kevin while on a unicycle and convince myself I can do it. I would absolutely do that and then hurt all of us in the process. That's 100% something I would do.
So you're the front wheel. And then
I'm the front wheel.
Me and Kevin are the two back wheels. I'm the squeaky one.
Ooh, I love that. I'm the one that gets like hit like on a bunch of rocks all the time. And it's like, I'm fine. I love being the front wheel. I want to be out here and just it's like scraped and all like rickety.
Wow. Wow. Okay. We're getting real deep now in our psychosis.
I think Kevin is just the sturdy one. It's the one that has nothing wrong with it. I mean, there's something wrong with it, but it's internal.
You know, it's true.
Can't tell.
It's true. You know why? Because Kevin has yet to catch COVID.
Wait, so, what? Kevin hasn't had COVID?
Kevin is quite literally that wheel that you are describing. The unshakable, unscathed wheel.
Dude, while we've had this podcast, I got skin cancer. Okay. COVID four times. I've like fallen downstairs. I've broken a toe. Like, you have been diagnosed with 17 new things, and Kevin hasn't even gotten COVID. What the fuck, Kevin?
I hurt my back while moving.
Okay, all right.
Okay, well, welcome to being in your 30s, bro.
Yeah, I just tried moving my desk by myself successfully, and then it hurt for like a week.
Okay,
Kevin, you don't get to talk. You don't get to talk anymore. All right, everyone, we missed you. We love you. We're excited to be back. Oh, and guys, before we forget, now that we are our own producers, we are also our own social media managers. And we opened up an Instagram called Hyphenated Pod. So follow us there for clips and content and fun and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I don't know what I'm saying.
Alabao!
Oh my God, that was so much fun. Was that the best episode in the world?
That was really fucking good.
I think that was.
I was dying with the mayor.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in LA, a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.